Stephen Curtis Chapman, along with Ricky Skaggs. What a friend we have in Jesus, WWIB. Stephen will be in concert just over 13 hours from now, 7 o'clock tonight at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. I don't think Ricky Skaggs is going to be there, but still, it's going to be a great, great night. Looking forward to seeing you there. I want to get there as early as possible and meet as many of you WIB listeners as possible. Jason can, so I like, I have said
like 10
before.
O'clock?
What's that?
Like 10 o'clock, you're going to get there?
Yeah, I think so. Get there 9 hours early and just sure. Just be there ready, willing, and able. So, all right.
Sounds good.
Well, let's see. I've got so many topics coming to mind today. First of all, there's a book I requested from the library that arrived yesterday, the new Tim Alberta book, and I know you already, you listened to it, right?
I did, yeah. He read it, so, yeah.
And, so that's one. He's one of the leading political writers in the country. So looking forward to. My wife's away for 2 weeks. I should have some extra reading time. One would think, maybe, right? I don't know.
Yeah, and I like how he tells a lot of his own story in there. And it's just, you know, I think when authors weave their own background into nonfiction books, it's really engaging.
And I think the hard part of it, there's that initial. He's done a lot of interviews. I heard him on the Hugh Hewitt Show, which is on our sister station, WDOGO, right now. Lots of different places. But his dad was a pastor.
Right.
And he went back. And again, he's a leading political writer, I think, with Politico.
Yep.
And he goes back to his dad's funeral, and people are wanting to talk politics with him instead of, like, and really even criticizing him for his political writing. Isn't that right?
Yeah. Yeah, openly confronting him at his dad's funeral, and I think it was just kind of very eye-opening for him of, hey, you know, this is, I'm at my dad's funeral, why are you getting in my face about this?
Yeah.
Kind of led him on this whole journey, and it's kind of fun because he finishes up the book at his dad's church as well, and
okay.
I'm excited for you to get to that part of the book, too, so.
All right, we'll have to take that on, but. Yeah, I don't know. On this show, we get 5 minutes a day to try to solve the world's problems. And, you know, in terms of love, up, down, in, out, somebody called it Ludio.
Yeah. And, good concept.
You know, back in the day, I think there was a song, What the World Needs Now is Love. I think Jesus even sort of said that, didn't he? I mean, it's just like, you know, a new command I give you right at the end of his life. Francis Schaeffer called it the mark of the Christian. John 13 and elsewhere, love one another as I have loved you. This is how the world's going to know you're my disciples, right?
Right, yeah. Love your neighbor as yourself. I mean, all sorts of places we see this idea of loving well.
Was there another verse that I missed about bash him over the head with your political opinions and win this kingdom on the way to the next kingdom, or did I miss that verse?
I don't remember that. It might have been in a translation I didn't read.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't recall that. Part,
just,
so.
Having lived a couple of years in Africa, and it seems like a lot of times over the years, right, we had the American missionaries to Africa back in the day, and it was like, oh boy, yeah, in Africa there's syncretism where they take Christianity and blend it with other things. Like, maybe we need to clean our own house first, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, I think that's a big piece, right? I mean, is that there's so often this looking out and judging without really kind of wrestling with, are we loving well? And again, I agree with you that starting with our own house, starting with our own hearts is really important.
And I think more than one person has said Jesus plus anything is no longer Jesus. So it's
right.
It's not Jesus plus or Jesus but we want to get to that point where give me, you know, 200 proof Jesus, right?
Right, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Robert Farrar Capon, I think, would talk about the 200 proof Jesus. So.
Right. 200 proof grace. So.
Yeah.
All right, well, there we go, solving the world's problems, and it only took us 4 minutes today.
Nice. Nice. I'm glad we're getting faster at solving the world's problems.
What? Yesterday's, I was going to text you this, yesterday's was great, and we did it in 4 minutes and 35 seconds.
Wow. Impressive.
Today, we've actually spent a little time just celebrating how great it was, but we have to get to 1 Peter 5, 1 and 2 to close it out, so.
Yeah, it says, and now a word to you who are elders in the churches. I, too, am an elder and a witness to the sufferings of Christ, and I, too, will share in his glory when he is revealed to the whole world. As a fellow elder, I appeal to you, care for the flock that God has entrusted you. Watch over it willingly, not grudgingly, not for what you will get out of it, but because you are eager to serve God.
In Jason's devotional commentary in the New Testament, Letters to the Beloved, he tackles 1 Peter 5, 1 and 2 this way. In my church, I want leaders to bear witness to Good Friday's sufferings and Easter's glory. I like that. True faith involves death and life, crucifixion and resurrection. Considering my son's finished work and given his eventual appearance, eagerly point people to my son's truth, not because others pressure you, but because you are overwhelmed by his goodness and glory. Often church leaders use their roles for personal gain, whether for wealth, recognition, or power, but those motivations are evil. Let love be its own reward. Final thought.
Yeah, there it comes back to that idea of love again. You know, we can have so many mixed motivations for how we engage people, but really it comes back to love.
Absolutely. Thank you, friend.
You bet.
Here we go. Our buddy Jason Kanz here. Countdown to the Stephen Curtis Chapman concert tonight at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. So do we know when doors open tonight?
They should open a little earlier for VIP, I believe just after 5 for VIP, and 6 o'clock should be the general admission doors, and you can get your tickets at the gate.
All right. And Ascent, you were telling folks that even today, maybe you can avoid those extra charges by between 10 and 2 at the Pablo Center.
Yeah. So, again, there's some online ticketing fees, not from us. Again, you can get them at WWIB.com, but it's a link to the Pablo Center website. So, again, very normal to have some online ticketing fees, just convenience fees, what have you. But if you want to avoid those, save a few dollars on every ticket, you can go to the Pablo Center box office. I believe their hours are 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. today. Or you can get your tickets at the door tonight as well. So again, save a few dollars per ticket, especially if you have a group coming and you're just deciding today to enjoy this beautiful day and enjoy the concert tonight. But otherwise, convenience-wise, get your tickets right away, pablocenter.org or wwib.com under the events tab.
It was just over 3 weeks ago, you and I had the chance to talk with Stephen Curtis Chapman ahead of tonight's February 22nd concert, and the interview conversation started this way.
We're sure looking forward to having you join us at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire Thursday evening, February 22nd. It's been a bit since you've been here in the area, and we just can't wait.
Yeah, well, thank you, guys. I am very, very excited that I'm going to get to bring my still tour to see you guys. It's been a special season just the word still, the whole, you know, everything that's implied in that. For a lot of people who maybe know my music through the years or know bits and pieces, I've had so many people say, you know, different songs of mine just because you guys have been very gracious and kind to play my music on the radio for many years. And people have listened to all the way back to the albums and the cassette tape and the CDs and streaming and all of the different formats. I didn't go as far back as 8-track tapes, but everything else, I've pretty much... I've pretty much made music in that format, and but I've just, you know, I've had so many, as a result, so many songs that have been a part of the journey for so many people, and I love to hear those stories, and I love the concerts giving me the opportunity, and us, you know, kind of as friends, the opportunity to just remember and not just where we've been, as I love to say, but where we're going. And that's the best thing about the music y'all play and what I get to sing, is it reminds us we're not home yet, and it reminds us to keep, you know, to not lose heart and dive in and saddle up our horses and all those.
We're hearing all those songs that were number ones.
That's right.
Yes, sir. I'll sing all of them, as many as I can squeeze in.
Caleb, your weight loss, I see less of you than I used to these days.
You know what, Alvo? I had what was called an in-body analysis when I met with Livia yesterday, and I mean, I don't want to just pat myself on the back, but I was kind of proud of the effort, because my body fat percentage was down to 13.2%, which, you know, some people might say that's pretty good. Some people might say, well, I can do better than that. I don't know. But I do know when I started this in late September, I was well over 24% body fat.
Wow.
And so getting close to cutting that in half. Now, so not only have I lost over 54 pounds, but also, again, not losing muscle, but losing fat, losing what I want to lose. So very grateful for that. And again, it's just been a lot of changes, a lot of welcome changes. And maybe I need that leather punch, the hole punch for my belt, so that I can get another couple notches in there. Or I know someone had mentioned maybe you should get yourself some suspenders. It's a good problem to have with some of the clothes that were certainly bursting at the seams a little bit more and fitting so comfortably into them. So thank you so much to Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. Again, they're based out of Minnesota. They won so many awards in Minnesota as the best weight loss program. This is doctor recommended. You can lose 10 pounds or more in your first 2 weeks. I think I lost 7 pounds the first week and just continued going from there. So L-I-V-E-A, Livia.com. Call 855-GO-LIVIA or Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. Mention WWIB or my name, Caleb. Get 3 months of your personalized weight loss program free. 3 months free with my name, Caleb, or WWIB at Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire.
Come and see Caleb at the concert tonight and see what a lean, mean, praising machine he is. The Stephen Curtis Chapman concert at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire, now just barely over 11 hours away tonight. He's tonight in Eau Claire, tomorrow night in Milwaukee as he gets this leg of his Still tour underway. And Caleb, you and I had a chance to speak with him back on January 30th. And of course, we put him through the steps of rapid fire.
What is your favorite outdoor activity?
I love fishing.
What's your least favorite household chore?
I guess I'm going to say mopping the floor.
If you had a day off, what's the first thing you'd do?
I would ask my wife, what are we going to do on the day off? Because I love just hanging out with her.
Do you prefer 20 degrees below zero or 90 degrees and humid?
Oh, I'd definitely go 90 degrees and humid.
Other than your home, what's your favorite state in the U.S.?
Tricky. Probably Kentucky.
All right.
Lots of good memories.
Have you ever cried during a movie?
Oh, yeah. Every one of them, pretty much.
And two more bonus questions, because Halvo always wants to know this. Does pineapple belong on pizza?
I'm going to go with yes.
Yes!
I'm a Hawaiian pizza guy.
Yes!
Lover. Yes.
There you go. And one final related to dessert. If you are given a bowl of ice cream and can choose three toppings, what toppings would those be, Stephen Curtis Chapman?
It would be Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and more Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and then we crunch up some Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Well, you're just with the heartbeat of this show, with the Reese's and the pineapple on pizza.
We totally love that as well. He fits in.
He does indeed. You're going to love the concert tonight. Get your tickets, Pablo Center box office or WWIB.com.
Yeah, and the concert tonight, and we cannot wait to see you there. And, Caleb, we've done this once before, but we've talked about how Don't Lose Heart was his 50th number one song, and that's an incredible accomplishment. We've got all 50 in front of us here.
Yes, the 50 number one songs and counting from Stephen Curtis Chapman. Again, a music career spanning decades, but still continuing to churn out great new music, including this album Still. I think, again, some of his best songs is talking about the faithfulness of God still. And you know how much I love Unfixables as well, how much that has just struck a chord with me too. And I think this accumulated life experience, and where you can say the power of testimony, right? Where you can say he's still faithful. Life has not been easy. It's been difficult. And my journey has been difficult, he says, but still, still he's faithful, still he's good, still no word of his ever falls to the ground. He can always be trusted.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic concert tonight. And so let's run through the songs. 1 to 50, his very first number one song, His Eyes. We played it earlier on the show.
Then My Turn Now.
Yeah, I remember that one from Real Life Conversations. So how about More to This Life?
Number 4, I Will Be Here in 50 number one songs from Stephen Curtis Chapman.
The 5th one, Love You With My Life.
Number 6, Treasure Island.
Also off of More to This Life. Number 7, title of another project, For the Sake of the Call.
Number 8, When You Are a Soldier.
I think that made our song tournament, actually.
It did, yes.
Number 9, I love this tune. We used to close out Fridays with this one in the morning show, No Better Place.
Yes, 50 number one songs from Stephen Curtis Chapman. Busy Man is number 10.
And number 11, What Kind of Joy, off For the Sake of the Call.
12, This Made the Championship in our Stephen Curtis Chapman song bracket, The Great Adventure.
Another, his 13th top 50 song, number one song, Where We Belong.
14 is Go There With You.
15, Still Called Today, featuring B.B. Winans.
16, Heaven in the Real World.
I remember that one. Number 17, King of the Jungle. Really fun tune.
So good. 18, how about this one? Another fun one, Dancing with the Dinosaur. That reached number 1.
Number 19, The Mountain.
Number 20, Heartbeat of Heaven.
21, sometimes he comes in the clouds.
22, how about a Christmas one? Christmas is all in the heart.
Yeah, one of a couple of Christmas tunes in there. Lord of the Dance, number 23.
Number 24, Signs of Life.
And we're halfway there with number 25, Let Us Pray, which is a great tune.
Number 26 was Free, his 26th number one song.
27th number one song for Stephen Curtis Chapman, Hold On to Jesus.
28, Not Home Yet.
In fact, we had that one for you this morning. Number 29, I Will Not Go Quietly.
His 30th number one song, another title track, Speechless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Had that yesterday. Dive, number 31, that won our song tournament.
32, Be Still and Know.
Had that one for you earlier this morning here on WIB. Number 33, love this tune, Great Expectations.
From the same album, Speechless, number 34, The Invitation.
Mm-hmm. 35th number one song for SC Squared, Fingerprints of God.
His 36th number one song was The Change.
37, Live Out Loud.
Yes, I love the shout out to Regis in that one. Number 38 and 50 number one songs from Stephen Curtis Chapman, God is God.
Number 39, Magnificent Obsession. I love that, God Obsession.
40 is All About Love. I heard you play that one earlier this morning.
41, Moment Made for Worshiping.
42, All Things New.
43, Much of You. I heard you play that recently.
So good, so good. Number 44, Believe Me Now.
45 is fantastic. I love the line in it, and the song is Yours, but every child in Africa is yours. That is just such a great line.
On our way to recounting 50 number one songs from Stephen Curtis Chapman live in concert tonight, you can still get your tickets at the Pablo Center box office or our website, WWIB.com. His 46th number one song, Do Everything.
47, Christmas Time Again.
48, Love Take Me Over.
49, Dive featuring Ricky Skaggs.
And 50 was Don't Lose Heart from the album Still, and this is the Still Tour. So again, you're going to hear many, many of these and maybe songs you haven't heard before as well.
Wow, fantastic. What a list. And here's the thing, and we've said this before, but there's so many great songs on so many of these albums that are not it, that were not one of the 50 number one songs.
Yeah, I mean, and Pastor Travis from Valley Brook, he said, hey, Mark and Caleb on the WIB listener line, when you add up Stephen Curtis Chapman's 50 number one hits, how many hours and minutes is that? And if we have a research department, we'll see if we can get them on that because I have not calculated that before. But again, very interesting to note. And so many songs that didn't make it to number one that still, again, I mentioned Unfixables, that have such a place in people's lives. Again, this man is a servant, a servant of the King, and he's used his incredible gifts and continues to do so to bring honor and glory to the Master. So we can't emphasize enough how much this concert tonight will bless you. If you get your tickets, get them at the door, get them at the Pablo Center box office or our website.
WWIB, the WIB wake-up show here on this, a 35-degree Thursday, counting down to the concert tonight, now just over 10 hours away, and people expressing their excitement in different ways.
Hey, this is Jody Wellscoff. I haven't minded winter a bit, but I'd love to be at the cabin with some cheesecake. So here's my cabin fever scream. Thank you.
Warning. Cabin fever detected.
That's cabin fever.
Good lung support there. Well, that was Jody from Aliva. Well done. Well done, Jody. And just for doing that, not only is she entered to win that cabin fever grand prize package, but also Jody instantly wins Halvo as well, a 2-pack of Cheesecake cupcakes from Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls and a tasty treat basket up to $15 of her choice of goodies from the Creation Kitchen at Avenue Orchard. They're just south of Eau Claire on 53. Man, Cabin Fever is presented by our friends at the all-new courtesy Ford of Stanley. It's just that easy to enter.
Congratulations, Jody, and keep those Cabin Fever screams coming at 715-396-1617. The mystery of missing socks, Caleb. It plagues everyone, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, I mean, it's a problem, and maybe you think that it's something that's just your issue, your problem, and if that's what you thought, you'd be mistaken. Because actually, as Bree Tennis reports, this is something that you are not alone with.
British scientists say the average person loses about one sock a month in the laundry. That's a dozen a year, over 1,100 in a lifetime, and they're never a matching set. They say socks disappear in the washer and dryer equally, leaving a trail of orphans. And there's no sock monster. In the washer, socks get lodged in the agitator. In the dryer, it's the lint trap.
Okay, so in the washer, socks get lodged in the agitator. I guess I had never heard anybody say that, but then, and then in the lint trap. So, you know, this maybe helps explain a little bit missing socks.
I have to say, when I'm going through clothes and again, I don't help as much as I should folding clothes, but try to be better about that. And I do say I get a little agitated when it's, why are there so many single socks?
I know.
We need a match.com for socks.
You do, absolutely. But Bree has three solutions. Here's what she suggests.
Use a washing bag, pin your socks together, or just buy more socks.
Thanks, Bree. Thanks.
Exactly.
Just buy more.
All right. I'm going to start pinning my socks together when my wife's away so I don't lose them. All right, hey, Stephen Curtis Chapman concert tonight. We talked with him January 30th and asked, what can we expect?
Well, obviously, lots of music, starting from the beginning, trying to, you know, take a journey, a great adventure, if you will. We'll saddle up and take a great adventure together through a lot of years and memories and music, and got some great musicians that are with me that are really world-class players. It's fun to just play great music and give people an evening of really, really great music and all that. And yet, you know, under all of it is just the stories and the heart of hopefully people, you know, will come and, you know, we'll laugh together and remember together. You know, I've got some fun stories, video, you know, all the visuals and the production things that kind of remind people of different parts of our journey together. But, you know, ultimately, as I said earlier, it's like remembering not just where we've been, but where we're going, and really celebrating that and trying to come to a fresh place, even in this concert of just, man, it was great music. It was so fun. I love, you know, I cried along with Cinderella and sang along with, you know, and diving in and all of that. But when people leave, my really hope and greatest hope and prayer is that people will be just encouraged and reminded, man, God is good. He's faithful. We are, you know, we're on this journey together. We're not alone, and really be encouraged by that, because we just need that, I think, now as much as we ever have.
Folks, there is no better place for you to be than the road that leads to heaven, and at the Stephen Curtis Chapman concert tonight.
Get your tickets at the box office or wib.com.